Montgomery and Mobile.
Talking about Mobile, what body of water is that it changed?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. And a resort city in the western part of North Carolina in the mountains.
Of North Carolina? Resort. This is the Hilton?
Lee Thomas Lift was from this town, began to run aid.
Oh, I know that. Asheville.
Okay. And a few of the bigger cities in Tennessee.
Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville.
Okay. And the biggest city in Georgia would be?
Atlanta.
Okay, what about some other bigger cities in Georgia?
Columbus, Macon, Dothan.
What about the Seaport?
The Seaport. Savannah, that's right. My buddy's from Savannah.
And the biggest city in Louisiana would be?
New Orleans.
And the capital?
What is the capital of Arizona? Is it Baton Rouge?
Mm-hmm. And the biggest city in southern Ohio, where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
Okay, and the horse racing city in Kentucky?
Louisville.
All right, in three foreign countries, if you were in Moscow, you would be in?
Russia.
And if you were in Paris?
France.
And if you were in Dublin?
Ireland.
Okay. Now, if you think about religion, if a man became a member of the church, you'd say he did what?
He joined the church.
Okay. And in church, what prayed to?
God.
And you would say that the preacher delivered a fine
sermon.
And the choir provided good
music.
What's an adjective that you might use in describing the music? You might say, that music was just...
That music. Good.
Okay, or maybe you're talking about a sunset. That sure is a
beautiful sunset.
Okay. The enemy of the opposite of God, that's the...
Satan or the devil.
Okay. You ever heard parents warn their children by saying, well, if you don't behave, the old...
Boogeyman is going to get you.
And is that supposed to be the same as the devil?
Yeah.
And these things that people might think they see around graveyards, they're afraid of.
Ghosts.
Okay. And if they get in a house, they would say the house is
haunted.
Talking about the quantity of land that a man might own. Say if he got several thousand acres, he'd say, oh, so-and-so sure owns
a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. What about the phrase right smart?
You hear that sometimes. But from older people,
they would be more likely to
say that, right smart.
As far as you know, could you have a right smart of anything else, like money?
Yeah, right smart of money, right smart of sense.
Yeah, okay. All right. I might say, talking about the weather, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
Cold.
What cold? It was blank cold.
Hard cold, very cold, okay. Icy cold. Freezing cold.
Would you ever say it's real cold this morning?
Mm-hmm. Freezing cold, real cold, yes.
What would be about the strongest thing that you would say if you, really irritated at yourself or at something in the way of swearing? What would be the strongest thing, so a strong word?
Dead gum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see, if somebody meets you, let's say if you're meeting somebody that you know, you're walking downtown, you see somebody you know, what might you say to them in the way of greeting them?
How's it going?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything to somebody you didn't know, just to be saying something?
Yeah, we say, how's it going, what's happening, hello.
Okay.